The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
All right.
Coolest.
That's right.
Good intro.
That's right. There's no need for apologies.
No need for apologies.
Never has been, never will be. Welcome to another splendiferous episode
it's
of
a good
No
fucking
Need for
word,
Apologies.
Splendiferous. I like it.
I'm the God.
And I'm the great boy.
And we are here with a great guest, man.
Absolutely.
One. It feels like we haven't been here in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. That was probably my...
No, you know what?
I like the hint.
Because it's also, there's going to be a gap for the listeners. We got to fill the listeners in. We've been having some technical difficulties, you know what I mean? Every now and again, families go through shit like this from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you got to fight your brother in the backyard.
I'm going to keep y'all updated. I don't want to speak on everything just yet. I want to make sure I know 100% how to, you know, that's the way I handle things. I want to make
that's
sure
right.
I know 100% what's going on
that's right.
before I open it up to the public.
That's right.
We're fucking family.
That's right.
You know, like,
don't be like the media.
When you're a toxic family, you just keep all your shit in-house.
Absolutely. Keep it in-house. Fight in the living room. Break furniture as long as we're inside. I'm going to throw you through this car.
Don't
forgive him. He got them dark
forces in him.
Is that the right one?
Attention. I'm just out here.
Was that the right one?
Well, you talking about fighting in the living room.
If you got to keep a toxic family.
Don't forgive him. He got them dark forces.
That's what keeps a toxic family tight.
Yeah.
Keep that shit private.
But, man, we're back in the studio. So glad to be here with an amazing guest, man. First time. I'm very excited to talk to this lady. Give it up for Jordan Jensen. Hey,
Jordan,
what's up, Jordan?
Oh, hi. You guys just reminded me of the when you're in a fight with your boyfriend really loud, and then all of a sudden you hear something like the upstairs neighbors, and both of you end the fight to be like, shh. okay, you're a fucking piece of shit. Yeah, totally.
Wait.
I know. I have a theory that that happens with a lot of like OnlyFans couples.
Okay.
That like there's no way you're just having fun fucking all day long. So, like, you've got to stop fighting to realize, hey, we have to pay the fucking rent, okay? So, like, dry your tears and get in the outfit and let's go.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're fighting about something else. They're like, oh, it's like the recycling off after I come on your back. Let's go.
But neighbors can hear that through their walls, too.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? It's like,
especially them starting off OnlyFans people that be doing it in their apartment with the thin-ass walls.
Yeah,
they don't have a whole home and scenic. They don't have a set.
I think OnlyFans is only done in apartments. I'm going to make that.
I don't feel
like homeowners are doing it. If there's OnlyFans being done from a homeowner, it's not from the owner.
Nah, it's from his little thing.
I just found out that OnlyFans has pornography on it. I thought it was just like comedians who wore underwear
Good
and showed
you
like one side of their butt cheek.
Good for you.
For $5 a month.
Good for you.
And you had like, you know, all the micro scenes out there being like, I'll pay.
I'll pay for half that butt cheek.
Yeah.
I'll pay to see a comic.
Man, that chicks do be promoting a lot of shit on there, man.
What else is there to do on it? It has got to be some other like regular content
there's
creators.
No, what, like
animators?
Like
no, just
like art?
Someone who has, yeah, like there's an artist.
They really wanted to be Patreon.
That's what it was supposed to be, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's just people in the internet are a terrible combination.
They're perverts.
Craigslist was like that. I think we talked about that before. Craigslist was just the thing. Craig decided to start it as a place to find gigs in San Francisco.
Absolutely.
And
then it turned into
we turned
San
it
Francisco.
Into something else.
And it turned into peak
or,
San Francisco.
Remember chat roulette? Just like a casual way to explore other nations.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it just became, and you're like, no, stop. Get out of here.
It all gets perved.
Yeah.
Nothing stays pure.
It's men to do it, man. It's men to do it. Women, y'all ain't shit for participating.
Okay.
Like women, because I don't think women really want to sit there and themselves on camera. That's a weird thing to do.
What was that noise again?
Yeah.
about
shout
right.
out to that's Patrice.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was on P album. Yeah. That was the,
but that's a weird thing to do, right? Like, I think that's a weird thing to do even by yourself, let alone on camera for money.
I mean, I have no idea. I'm the least sexual person in the world. I fucked through a hole in a sheet. So I have no, I could never imagine. My buddy was like, I'm doing the Naked Show Saturday. And I was like, I mean, you could not pay me to even wear shorts on stage. You know what I mean? So
very
I can't imagine.
Of you also.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, very, very.
I know. I like how I support it because I'm like, yeah, it's gross to show your armpits, and it's just because I want to be covered up at all times.
That's dope.
I'm at that stage. I'm done showing. I can't wear shorts on stage. One, it's not professional, and I'm at that age as a black dude. I shouldn't be having my knees out.
Yeah, yeah, I'm old. You know me. I got eczema. Yeah. I'm always covered up.
Like, that's the one way you can tell how old a black dude is.
Yeah,
you see their
you
knees.
Look at his knees. It's like a tree. It's like cutting a tree in half. Yeah. Totally.
So, okay, sex through a sheet. I mean, I know you're joking on that, but what you say, you're the least sexual person. What do you mean?
I'm just very self-con. I, like, used to be a super fat kid when I was growing up.
Oh.
So I'm very, like, body freaked out. So I mean, I think probably one person has seen me, like, fully naked with lights on. Or I'm like a magician. I will take off my clothes and we will have sex, but if you try and piece it together, you're like, maybe I saw a boob in there, but I'm, like, doing...
That's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm like an illusionist. Yeah, it's really incredible.
That's
pretty
impressive, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, because that's so much energy. You know what I mean?
Extra energy. Yeah. That's a lot of more steps.
Which is also because you don't seem like an energetic person. You're like chill, so that's where all your energy goes.
100%. Yeah, where it's like, ooh, I'm going to be on top. You know what I like when I'm on top? Your eyes closed. You know? Yeah, totally.
What does that sound like to you? Another house cat, Natalie. Huh? Are you getting house cat energy? Huh? Are you getting house cat energy?
It's nice to not be the only one.
Yeah.
Is she house cat energy?
She's our house cat. Yeah. We make her talk, but she doesn't like it.
I see.
You feel something brush your legs, but you're not quite sure that you saw it.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Wow. Were you that way also, like, in as a kid in the house growing up, unseen a lot, or?
I was like I was never in the house. I was very much always at somebody else's house, eating their snacks, sleeping at their house, when their parents were like, you have to go home. And my mom was like, keep her. I don't give a fuck.
What do we have in stovetop stuffing? Can I stay here for dinner?
Oh my God, yes. I was that kid where they're like,
you strike me
Jesus.
As a stovetop stuffing lady.
Yeah, totally.
Yo, I was like that too, man. That shit is weird because now as an adult, do you find it weird to participate in shit like Thanksgiving and Christmas, like,
oh, yeah. My family, like, doesn't really do it. I mean, we'll do it for, like, the younger kids in the family, but it is, yeah, it's quite, I never had family dinner. That was, like, a crazy to me. When my friends had to go home to eat with their family, I was like, we'll eat somewhere else. What are you doing?
Right.
You can't break up the hang.
How did you eat?
At friends' houses.
Oh.
After school and then friends' houses.
I usually ate, like, right on the floor in front of the TV.
Oh, 100%. How did I eat? Yes,
table.
Totally.
I had my shit on the table right
now. No, never on the table. Mine was standing up. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm still a big stander eater. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I eat in front of the fridge.
My mom didn't give a fuck.
I use the side of the fridge, like when you open it, as the plate. Like, I swear, the other day I caught myself doing that, and I, like, had taken something out and put it on the rim of the fridge and was eating it, and then the door swung and all the food fell, and I was like, I have to change fundamentally who I am
Jesus
as a person.
Christ.
I have to be better than
Yeah. But that's what, when you're, because it's efficiency. It's efficiency.
And a scarcity thing. There's, like, something about this, like, they're going to walk in and find me, so I just have to get this in, and then it'll go. It's very much like that.
Are you a minimalist?
Yes, I don't buy anything.
Yeah.
I don't buy anything, yeah. No.
Yeah.
I have, like, the vehicle, the one outfit, that I have, like, three of the same exact pants and shirts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right,
and, yeah. I eat the
course.
Same thing every day. Yeah, totally.
But those be the ones.
Right, but see,
you're
that's
sitting
a weird
on billions.
Thing.
And just,
yes,
and
yeah, I spend no money.
Yeah. And it's weird, because people think when you, like, especially what you just mentioned, eating the same thing every day. Like, a lot of people think that means, oh, you have no joy. I've literally been told that.
Yeah.
Like, because you could just eat oatmeal every day for more. And yeah, it's easy. I don't have to think about it. And I know I'm not killing myself. And they're like, you have no joy. And I'm like,
it
hey,
brings
when people
me
do that
joy
shit.
To have the same thing every day. I really do love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let people
really?
Be
yeah.
people. I eat different shit all the time.
Yeah.
I spend money, do all that. But there's different joys. I hate when people do that. Like, if y'all like eating the same shit and playing, I'm glad, I'm happy for you.
Because here's what it is for me. I don't like.
I wish I could do that.
I don't like surprises in my day, especially from food.
Okay.
Yes. Especially from food, man. Yeah. Like, I do not understand the allure of spicy food.
Because it's very challenging.
There's a consequence on the back end of it.
You're going to pay a tax on that.
Yeah.
You're going to pay an ass tax.
There's
it's going to be
interest.
Bad. That shit's coming out hot.
Right. So
and cold at the same time.
It comes out hot. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm old
and
enough.
And it just comes out where you have to wipe your butthole until you're like, how am I seeing
until
blood and
it.
Shit on
then
my
you that, wipe you and then you gotta dab.
But then when you get into the dabbing.
Then you gotta take a shower.
You gotta shower.
Yeah.
It's never walk. Ending.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
It's bad.
That dabbing, when you get to dab after you shit out that hot, that capsaicin, you right. got capsaicin in your shit. So therefore your ass is hot. And then you go from wiping the blood and shit to dabbing.
So, and you can still eat spicy. Like, I've learned my lesson.
No, I don't really fuck around with spicy because of those moments. When okay. I'll be having lobster Diablo with the fucking noodles and all that shit. Yeah. If Diablo's in the name,
now,
the devil's
that,
coming out your ass.
Yeah.
Is that your reason for doing the same shit every day? Or
I have like the worst stomach. I have like the most Jewish stomach on the planet.
Yeah,
I eat anything weird, I'm fucked up all day.
Like, people get mad at me. I'll go to a restaurant, like a nice restaurant, and be like, I'll just have a salad. Like,
Totally.
Yeah.
I don't want to just say that on.
I think I have IBS. My ghettoness and my blackness will not allow me to admit.
Go to a doctor.
So, like, I did go to a doctor and I told him, I think I got IBS. He was just like, all right, well, you know, we'll just
eat apples.
Yeah, he goes, monitor what you eat for like a year and then we'll see. And here's the crazy thing, apples, you ain't even supposed to eat.
Apples hurt so bad.
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat them.
Not
me.
I'm not
supposed to eat them because of the way my shit is set up.
Oh, why? I thought it was kept you regular.
But that's what I thought too. Yeah. For
overripe
regular people.
Bananas do.
Overripe.
Yep.
Well, because you eating shit. It looked like
yes,
a mushy
exactly.
shit that you eating.
It's rotten, is why. Yeah. It gives you food poisoning.
Yeah. Because that's what I'm about to say. I'm curious about that. We stay away from bruised fruit.
Hey, I don't like cosmetically challenged fruit. I hate it. I don't fuck with that. Because I don't even eat most fruits because I'm allergic to most. So the little oranges and pineapples that I can't eat, little strawberries, they better be in tip-top shape.
Yeah.
For my bougie ass to come by that shit.
I like them bruised because it means they're sweeter. They have more.
The bananas.
Like, yeah.
Okay, I've heard
but
that too.
I can't get past that texture, bro.
Really?
And that brown.
It's
like
straight baby food. Like what?
I can't stand the slightly green texture that's like chalk in your mouth. You know what I mean?
Oh, when it's not ripe enough.
I think that's where I need to be at though. Like,
really?
I put that in my oatmeal and I fucks with it.
Do you like the tiny
green
blueberries
bananas?
Or the big ones?
I like
green bananas.
Are you a jungle man? Like that's
green bananas.
Gross. They taste like the tree.
As close to raw as possible. Absolutely. Yeah, that chalky shit. Yeah. Yeah, I want to brush that off my teeth.
Oh, God. No way.
I'm brushing that off my teeth at the end of the session.
So funny.
At the end of the banana, which is weird, man. I'm still blown away by the fucking banana. There's way too many bananas in New York.
And they buy them the most.
It's so weird that you go into Bodega and it's like $150 for anything you buy now. And then they're like, banana? 4 cents. And you're like, what's going on?
And then it's cheap as shit.
And an abundance of them on the counter where you're just like, nah, we don't grow bananas here in New York.
Yeah,
there's no way they got them here while they're still yellow. I don't fuck with it.
Yeah, why are there so many bananas?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I bet it's mafia related.
You think so?
Yeah.
100%. That's how they clean their money.
The fruit,
the banana.
Mafia are involved in the fruit in New York. It's a real thing.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Really?
Yeah.
You got your hands on everything.
Uh-huh.
Clean the money. Find other ways. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
It's not just drugs and whores.
It's now, bananas.
That's how the movies
are you from New York? You don't look like a New Yorker.
No, I'm from Ithaca. I'm from upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still New York, but barely.
No, that's major New York, right? This is not New York.
Yes.
This is
like New York.
Yeah, it's
like
right there in the middle.
Grown.
Yeah,
but the
New York City
is
like the skin tag of fucking New York. Dude.
That's kind
of
funny.
New York City is the fucking hemorrhoid. What do you call it?
Hemorrhoid
of the state.
You know what I mean?
Like
off.
It is a problem, dude. Like,
hangs off,
and we just fucking up the numbers.
My mom calls me hemorrhoid. That is the only name she calls me.
Hemorrhoid.
Because I'm a pain in her ass.
A mound of skin coming from the ass.
No, but real New York is like rural. It's like Troy. It's like Cortland. It's like...
All that. Yeah,
but that's all red. Ithaca's like a blue, super blue liberal like college town. But it gets rough.
We did do Ithaca College in our college days, didn't we? That sounds like something that we drove to upstate somewhere.
We did something. Yeah, I remember my short-lived college days.
So what is that like up there? Small town. It's liberal, but why leave? It's no opportunities or what?
My parents kind of forced me to leave because they were like...
They made you leave Ithaca?
They were like, you can't go to college here. It's too... You'll get stuck because it's like paradise.
So what are they doing there?
Oh, shit.
Huh?
What are they doing there?
They're... My dad and mom were both contractors. My dad's dead. Mom is still a contractor, developer. They build like sustainable houses. They hated each other. They had competing construction businesses.
Okay.
In Ithaca.
I'll fuck with that.
So it was like you had to choose between
my parents.
I'll fuck
with that.
Yeah.
Did they have like billboards in the city, like in the town?
Well, my dad had the farm right outside Ithaca, and my mom got this job right across the street from his farm, and she built, I mean, it's the ugliest house you've ever seen in your whole life.
Oh,
and
wow.
She put
that's
it
hate.
Right there.
That's
yeah.
Hate.
You can really weaponize building
Holy
homes
shit.
If you want to.
That is
great.
Insane. And yeah. Is the town saw. Aware of this robbery?
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, totally.
You my famous.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. And my for my senior year, all the seniors had to choose like a building gig because I went to like a hippie school and they wanted you to learn that shit. And people just had to choose between my mom or my dad. And then I would just hear them being like, yo, Jack was so fucking high on the job site today. And I was like, this is my father you are talking about. And they would be like, the whole school was divvied up between them. And it was ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah, that is like a level of celebrity. You know what I mean? Like where your parents are celebrity and they're talking
Ithaca
about their
royalty.
Kids.
That's yeah. How Ithaca is, though. It's like there are all these royal Ithaca fans. Mine were kind of the like trash ones. Okay. But there are like the higher up ones that are, you know, they all... It's very... Yeah, Ithaca is like it could have its own reality show, but my parents were like, yeah, the problem parents. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
always dated. My mom and dad both dated really young, attractive women, and like parents would be like, if you go over to their house, just don't listen to anything they say. You know what I mean?
Oh,
just don't.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. Don't become a lesbian or don't become a pedophile.
Hold on, what you wow. mean? Your mom became a lesbian afterwards, or?
Yeah, my mom's a lesbian.
Okay,
and when they split up, they hated each other. But they both were like tan, rugged carpenters. So they would just crush puss all throughout Ithaca.
I'm about to say, but wait a minute. Is your mom like Butch or like?
She's like me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
You're
I
like, yeah,
talk about
so
that.
Butch. So...
I'm attracted to the utility, so I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm always attracted to a pickup truck of a woman versus a Bugatti.
Yeah. She's not like a, she doesn't have the short hair, like dapper lesbian where she'd wear like a tie. You know
yeah.
what I mean? That
okay.
Not that. She's very like, yeah, she's like a Wild Wild West woman.
Okay.
It's weird that she's not on a horse at all times. It's kind of like
I was thinking like she pull up in a motorcycle like you. Like,
yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, with
yeah.
Animanium claws and shit like y'all
yeah.
motherfuckers like Wolverine, mm-hmm. man.
Oh, you
like
ride a bike?
Shit. Yeah, yeah, it's here.
Pulled up right. on a bike, yeah.
Yeah? What kind of bike you ride?
It's a Rebel, Honda Rebel.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's the first bike I learned how to ride on.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I learned to ride on a Honda Rebel 250 or 500 or...
250.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's
yeah.
the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does not go fast at all, which if, I think if it did, I would be fucked because I'm like whipping. I'm too crazy on it. I'm obsessed with it.
Well, because it's 250, you feel great on it.
Yeah,
yeah, you're comfortable. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Ever have a friend that has a guy? Nobody can find something, but your friend has a guy. Well, I've got your guy for auto parts, and it's rockauto.com.
Not even a guy.
Yeah, they've been in business for 20 years, and while every other business in this country might be raising prices or low on stock, when it comes to auto parts, you've got a guy.
Damn.
I'm telling you, rockauto.com has the auto parts you need in stock and at reliably low prices.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a used car, it's probably appreciated in value.
Mm-hmm.
The car market is hot, which is why now's the time to keep your car well-maintained. It
okay.
feels good knowing you're driving a reliable car, and rockauto.com makes it easy with every part you need at low prices.
Oh, wow.
So go check out rockauto.com if you're looking for auto parts. Rock Auto is your guy, and let them know we sent you at checkout. Yell at them, and I know...
Yell at him.
About this from the NNFA podcast. Kidding.
Just kidding.
There's a box to put our show name in, but you don't get any promo code off of it because their prices are already amazing. So one more time, rockauto.com.
Yell at him.
Yeah, let's get back into it. Have you ridden anything bigger before or no?
Yeah, I dropped it immediately. It was like I think it was 500. It was a Harley. Maybe it was more than 500. And I just immediately, as soon as I slowed down, I was like, oh, this is way too heavy if I'm not moving forward. And I just tipped it.
Oh, shit.
Really? Yeah. Nah, you just got caught off guard. There's no way.
Well, you know how when you start to go slow,
teeters.
Yeah, it teeters. So I wasn't used to that. It was my first time riding one. So when it was going fast, you're like, oh, this is fine. But then the weight kicks in as you slow down. And
okay.
I was like, there's no way for me to hold this thing up. But yeah, I didn't know to put your legs out wide. You know, I didn't understand any of that at that point. But this one I just taught myself because I'd been riding all those mopeds around New York to get to spots. And then I was like, I'm spending.
Oh, really? You
yeah.
taught yourself how to ride on a Revel?
Yeah, yeah.
Get the fuck out of
well,
here.
Yeah, the Revels... Because if you,
wow.
I know how to drive stick for my trucks.
Uh-huh.
And then it's stick.
See, don't talk about utility, fellas.
Yeah.
Utility.
Yeah, I'm...
Man,
I'm,
if you put a... leave a chick in the city alone with a Revel. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So...
You really don't. I haven't seen any women riding motorcycles, and very few on Revels too. Like some, but not many.
The Vespas. They like the Vespas. That's
yes, the Vespas.
Yeah,
with baguettes and a book bag.
Yeah, totally.
They treat everything like a goddamn indie flick in Bushwick. I swear to God they do. But anyway, I'm listening.
No, but see, that's a different type of woman, because like I don't see too many white women do this. But like we get black lady riders. Like yes. I'm a part of a black motorcycle. Well, I was a part of a black club in Philly. We had lady riders, but they were thick bitches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
And my cousin is dating a lady rider.
Yeah.
And my cousin Vic's dating a lady rider. She's a thick.
But lady. I don't feel like a rider because I don't ninja. I feel like some of those girls are
they ninja.
Are on like the.
Okay, and rockets. They do. And I'm gonna say this, and yeah, fuck it. It don't count if you're just going straight. There's a lot of ladies that get on them boosters. And with their little Daisy Dukes, all their legs out. That's not a real rider. One, because the engine alone will burn your fucking legs. Or you see the
I know,
girls
I have
little
the worst tailpipe.
Down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had no idea about the tailpipe burn being so, and I burned right through my leg immediately on the car, too. Yeah,
right.
Totally.
But see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A little bit of experience, and you already know. So if you saw like a chick with her ass all out and sneakers, you're like, oh, this bitch ain't for real. She's playing. You know what I mean? So like, the girls that do, there's very few girls that I rode with that get down in the turns and all that shit like that.
Really?
That's what I did on the crotch rockets. Like, I was a street racer.
Oh.
And like, yeah, I'm knee drag, all that shit.
Wow.
And we get girls.
Knee drag.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I watched him give up his colors, man. That shit was crazy. When he gave the game away, he was like that kind of.
Yeah.
I do the thing where I drag my shoe when I'm turning.
Isn't
sometimes.
Isn't it fun?
It's I cannot believe it's fucked up when you like need to do comedy and you're like, I don't, this is all I want to be doing. And then you get on stage and it's so hard to not just be like, dude, I just did the coolest fucking thing. You know what I mean?
Because they have no idea. They can't
relate
to the
idea.
Shit at all. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you just feel cool, but you have to convince these people that you're cool. But you're like, I was just doing something so much cooler than looking at you dumb idiots. Okay. Anyway, my mom's a lesbian and I'm not. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Comedy.
I used to, like, I would ride the shows back in Philly, like, that I thought were, like, you know, if I needed the excitement. But it was terrible because I would show up all sweaty. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because I would have to ride wearing gear. Like, I would still wear, like, the leather jacket with the hump in it. And, you know, the bike is fucking 200 degrees, 215 degrees. There's no way I'm not sweating and pitting by the time I get to the spot, which stunk.
Man. I wear this and a motorcycle jacket. I should be wearing gloves, but it is. Mine is so slow. It can't go more than, like, 50. So I feel like I'm okay not having all the gear. It's like and it's so small. I brought Graham Key on it the other day, who's like 6'4" or something. It was the dumbest thing because the bike is so small. His knees were in my ears. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, you could just lift us both up right now and carry me and the bike to the cellar.
I'm 6'2". For me to learn how to ride on that bike, even though it was against the recommendation of the instructor, I was sitting on the fender. Not
yes.
on the seat.
Yeah,
totally.
Because
I had to extend my knees all the way back and go beyond the seat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
But,
yeah, man.
Good bike learner. Good bike learner.
I wish I could contribute to this conversation.
Have you ever thought about touching a motorcycle at all? Have you ever sat on one?
I got a permit.
You got the permit?
I got the permit and then just didn't go because my mom was all, you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Really?
Because I wanted a ninja.
Yeah.
I wanted to start off. My dad was like, get a 1,000. You'll be good. I was like, God damn.
He's not wrong for our height and size. Because here's the thing. I started off on a 600. I was done with the 600 in like 3 months.
Okay.
Like if I got, let's say I bought my first bike in like April. By like, around June, I was like trying to keep up with the pack. You know what I mean? And it was just like, because I was bigger, I'm confident on the bike, you know what I mean? Like a 600 bike weighs maybe about 400 pounds wet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when it's moving, you feel confident with it.
Yeah, because my dad was Air Force, so he was all about
cross-racks
and all that shit. So him and my uncle.
Oh, that's a real thing?
I kind of want to, still kind of want to do it, but what'd you say?
It's a real thing. I just saw Top Gun.
My pop, he's a pilot, so that whole motorcycle wanted to go fast. It's really
a thing. A real thing if you're a pilot.
He had one since I was a kid.
Yeah, because you're trying to keep the adrenaline going high.
It's true.
All
yeah.
Wow, him and
my
that's
uncle.
Cool.
My uncle got a 1400.
It took me a while to realize what I was doing with the street racing. I was suicidal. I just didn't realize it.
That's I am starting to realize that's a small part of this. I mean, yeah. I did get it. I've wanted it for getting to spots. But I did realize there's a small amount of like, well, it's in God's hands now, yeah. But I'm putting God's hands around my throat. And I'm like, just do it, you little pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's pretty good. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That way you can incorporate motorcycle jokes into your set?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. For the love of God.
Geico did it with their commercials.
There's a motorcycle show that they do over at the, it's the Triumph dealership in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg. Have you done that show yet?
No, I did one in Gowanus at a motorcycle shop that was so cool.
Yeah.
Gowanus is sick.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't done the Triumph one.
Okay. It didn't really matter, the motorcycle thing, because even the people there, they didn't know anything about motorcycles. Like, I tried some motorcycle humor, and I realized I was only getting the employees.
Like, yeah.
The employees were like, that's hilarious.
It is funny having a 250 because the bodega guys can simply go faster than me, some of them. You know what I mean? Some of these guys have like what is it called?
The electric scooter.
The DoorDasher guys?
Yeah, but is it a scooter?
Moped. Nah, yeah, because that's the thing. You don't need to. They ride them on the sidewalk, so I guess it doesn't even count.
But they fucking whip with no helmets. They don't care at all.
Oh, yeah.
We're in a third world country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nuts, but it's good for motorcycles here because everybody's looking out for those maniacs. You know who gets me, who almost kills me the most, number one on the list, is cops. Cops have almost hit me so many times. They do not care. It's nuts.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yesterday, a cop was riding me so close that I like slammed on my brakes and then turned and looked at him and was like this and then just went through a red light to be like, dude, I'm literally have to go through this red light to get away from you because you are so fucking crazy. They get weird about it. Like, it's this power thing.
Yeah, they got attitude. It's a lot of people here, and there's a lot of people who didn't want them to exist like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Like a year and a half ago, we literally told NYPD, fuck yourself, go home, we don't need you. And they're like, oh, okay. And now they have a quota, you know what I mean? They've been cleaning up hard. I ain't going to hold you. They've been out. They in the streets. Like, I watched them chase bootleggers out of Times Square. I've never seen that before.
Wow.
I've never seen that before. This with this new mayor, Eric, whatever his dude's name is.
Eric Adams.
Yeah. Like, he's doing weird shit. You know what I mean? You see him in the subways. They getting all the...
Oh, yeah.
All the jumpers
and
shit like that.
I got a ticket for vaping on a platform. And I was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
I can't... This is water vapor. And they're like, you can't do it. And I was like... All right, and then the other cop came over to me and was like, "It's like a civilian thing. You can just throw it away. Just throw it away." And I was like, "Okay, great."
Yeah, I've been reading a lot. Learn that's actually signs we're in a recession.
What?
When the city starts looking for money like that.
Yeah.
Because that's a cash grab. So when they're in a meeting going like, "All right, we need to ramp up and blah blah blah," it's because they're low on funds and they're trying to pull it, and it's early signs of a recession.
Okay.
Nice. Can't wait. Glad I just was convinced to buy an ounce of gold recently.
I know. Where are we going to spend fucking gold?
Why did I buy gold? Why did I do this? I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Do you have it in your hand or you just got a certificate?
I thought it was transferable. Like you go somewhere where they do currency, you give them the gold and they give you the money.
It's hard. It's hard to sell.
Can you look up, can somebody, G Mike or Natalie, can you look up what do you do with gold? Like once you have physical gold.
Because it's in the billions.
Yeah. Is that the way to ask that question? Is that the way to ask Google? Like, yo, what do I do with gold?
Well, here's the thing. The value of gold goes up and down. So if I bought it at an ounce at 1800, right? Right now it's probably down. It's probably like 1700.
Right.
So hopefully it goes up. So it's like a stock that you have that has weight.
So that's what I'm saying. You don't actually have a piece of gold. You got
I do.
A piece of paper.
No, I have a piece of gold.
You got a piece of gold.
Piece of gold.
I have a piece of
Where
gold.
Did you go to get it?
I was dating a libertarian.
Oh, God. And is this like the guys who sell wine? Dude, we're going to make a lot of money selling wine.
He's like the, I don't believe in the government. You know, you have to have your own weapons and your own form of currency. So he had this gold.
In a bunker?
In a bunker, yep. And that, no, I think it was like screwed to a piece of furniture he had built himself. You know what I mean? It was
That's even better.
Yeah. And then he was like, I'm going to sell this just because I need to liquidate. And then I was like, well, I'll buy it. Because the stock market thing, for some reason, I can't get it.
He had gold laying around in the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has like bars of it.
Wow.
But I can't get into the stock market. I need to, but it just, too many people tell me to do it to the point where I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everybody's just playing a game. They don't know. They don't know.
They're invested in a video game, and they're like, it's like when my friends are like, you should have kids too. I'm like, don't tell me to join you in hell just because you're lonely.
Absolutely. Yeah. As someone who has two kids, I will tell you this. This is the definition of kids. Kids is, you ever go to a place like Six Flags Great Adventure?
Okay.
Or any amusement park?
Yes. Okay.
You pay the money to get in. There's plenty of rides. Plenty of rides. You got the whole day, any roller coaster you want. And then someone's going, yo, we should do that swingy bungee jumpy thing. It's like, why? Why am I paying money to now do the most dangerous thing in the fucking park? We got all of the park for free, but now we're going to pay extra money to almost die?
Swing on a string, bro.
And I hate people
kids
that do that.
Is swinging on a string.
Yeah.
It's like the people who, when you go on a vacation and everybody's having a good time, drinking, hanging out, and then somebody's like, does anybody want to get up and go for a hike with me at 6 a.m.? I think it would be really good for us. And you're like, go fuck yourself, Barbara.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no, we are all...
A lot of those. Who's going to wake up tomorrow and go on this hike? Vacation, man.
Yeah.
And there's always a little part of you that's like, I should do it.
But I don't invite nobody.
But he don't invite nobody.
I don't fucking invite nobody. No. I just go by myself, which
is
even weirder.
This nigga ran around all of D.C. one time.
It's even weirder, but...
Dave? Dave was out marathoning.
Yeah, I need to go see some shit, man. Like, because again, I'm an outside kid. I just realized that this morning as I was running over the Williamsburg Bridge in the fucking rain. I am an outside kid. I have to go outside every day. You know what I mean? It's just the way I grew up. You know what I mean?
Like,
I talked about this with a kid. My mom had a cat. My mom had a cat that I gave to her when I was 8. That cat died when I was 21. You know why? She let that cat outside every fucking day. That cat fought, that cat fucked, that cat hunted. Like, that cat lived a real life, you know what I mean? Then it died of lung cancer.
Are you an indoor kid, Derek?
I was a bit of both, because I had it all. So I could go outside, go
inside. What do you mean you had it all?
Like, I was a spoiled brat, so I had all the video games. I had all the shit to stay inside, toys or whatever. But I did like going outside, because my friends was outside. So it, coming in late was a hard thing for me. Like, I would run late on that street light.
Yeah,
so that's why I think I'm a night dude, because I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay up till the sun come out. Like, I'm that kind of dude, but it got, I kind of like starting late. He'd be up crack of dawn.
Yeah.
Like, when we get about dusk, I get excited. I go, I get to stay up late.
Yeah.
Wow.
To go out and talk shit, because I used to do that when I was a kid.
Wait, so, you get excited when the sun starts to come up?
When the sun starts to go down.
Oh, okay.
It's always been like that, too.
But how do you feel about it when the sun starts to come up and
he's
you're still awake and the birds?
Oh,
I'll be like, we did it.
That's my nightmare.
Really? You don't like that shit?
That's so anxious for me when I'm like, fuck. Yeah, I used to do coke and I would stay up and then I would be like, no, please don't, birds, just go back to sleep. And they'd be like, no, bitch, we're coming. And then, that's the worst.
Well, I've never done coke. Why, to keep the party going? Because you don't want to stop the party? Or you just feel embarrassed by the sun coming up?
It just means you just wrecked the next 2 days. You're like, what? If I'm this awake at this hour, I'm going to get to bed at, 8 a.m.? Sleep till maybe 1 p.m.? Not enough sleep, you know? And then my whole life is just all jacked up. I mean, I stay up now till 4 a.m. just because of comedy, but it's like... Yeah, it's when the birds come out that I start getting the anxious.
I kind of liked it.
We did it, though. Yeah, like it's something about like coming out of a club or a diner and there's like trash trucks.
Oh, pulling trash off the street. You like that feeling? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I know, because it's just like, it's a different New York, man. It's a different New York.
Because I could never do that at home.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I was like, in Jersey? What?
Not only that,
here?
In Philly, if I was up at that ass crack of dawn, it wasn't for fun. It wasn't from a night. It was because I was
coming
going,
from the jail.
Or I was going.
You coming from the central bucket.
Or I was going to some shitty job. Like or every shitty job that I had to be at 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning would require me being up while they're dropping newspapers picking up trash.
Well, we live with Ethan, who's a nurse. You know Ethan Simmons Patterson?
Yeah.
And I remember over the pandemic, during the pandemic? Me and Michael would stay up, Michael Rowland, other roommate, and we would get all fucked up. And then it would be 6 a.m. and Ethan would walk in and we would just be like, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, I just saved 3 babies who are dying of dead. You know what I mean? And we'd be like, we just stayed up all night and told each other how great we thought the other one was.
Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the states where Delta 8 is legal.
Long sentence.
That's not a run-on sentence, though. It's accurate. Want to get high? Really high? Really super duper legally high?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then now it's time to go to yodelta.com, where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. I had some of this Delta 8 at Skankfest. There was plenty of it floating around because I didn't know if I could take weed to Texas. I was scared.
This was in Austin, right?
No, this was in Houston. But apparently weed was legal there, but it didn't matter. We had plenty of Delta 8, and like when I ran out, there was so many joints floating around, and I was good to go. It was good to go. So thank you so much, Delta 8. That shit, it works out. If you're over the age of 21 and you're living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What is Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. See, that's the deal. You can just ship it to yourself. You know what I mean?
Ship it to yourself.
Yeah, so if you know the hotel you're going to.
So it's like the old duels of weed.
No, because it gets you high. It gets you high.
All right.
Old duels don't get you drunk.
It don't.
Nah.
But this gets you high.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? I can tell you, it works. And these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, that's G-A-S.
GAS.
Yeah, like you know, you're going to get
gas like smoke.
Oh, nah. Well, yeah, gas like smoke, but also gas like...
Okay.
I just like doing...
Dude, it's scatological, man.
Yeah.
It's all scatological.
You can't forget the promo code if it's...
Right?
Use promo code GAS and you're going to get 25% off. One more time, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of Delta 8 that will get you super high. That was my roommate experience in college. It was like that. My two roommates, shout out to Dwayne and Ed. Those dudes would just sit around and smoke all the time. I had got a chick pregnant, so I had to go to work. Yeah. I was working security. I was doing all this dumb shit while they were just home like, sucks to be you, nigga. Like,
no, yeah, man.
They would remind me every night how my life was over.
That's so funny.
I would come in on these niggas watching Chappelle show and playing SoulCon. They'd be like, hey, what's going on, family man?
Oh,
you make
no.
enough money to move out yet, nigga? You can't bring that baby here. You know?
Were you really young?
Yeah. My first kid, yeah, very young.
How old?
19.
Go, boy.
Oh, 19's okay. I mean, yes.
I got
it
on stage the first time.
Yeah.
You think 19 is okay?
Well, one of my moms had kids at 15.
Yeah.
And they... But that's kind of almost fun because you're still in the really young age where you're like, it'll be like my little Barbie doll. And then next thing you know, it's like a child.
Yeah.
But 19, you have the wherewithal to be like, this is a mistake.
Hmm. Well, you know the weird thing? I'm more logical that way. Her mom didn't feel that way. And neither did a lot of our family members, which I always thought was pretty weird.
Okay.
They threw us a baby shower, which is like, come on, guys. Like, we don't even have a place to put this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, totally. I still live with these two dudes. You know what I mean? Like, where are we taking this back? Let me find an apartment first.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, we're a little bit behind the eight ball here.
I thank God I never go through that.
You're going to go through it.
Come on, man. Don't. But
you got it. You can't go through it.
No, man. I've had a lot of fun watching y'all raise kids, and I go, nope.
Yeah.
I'd rather stay this.
Not in your future, even though you're straight, right?
Yeah.
But a kid's not in your future, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I love my niece. She's the best. But then, you know, after like 2 hours, I'm like, no fucking way. There's no way. I can't.
Yeah, you seem like more of a logical person. Pets, is that your thing too? Or no? Yeah.
I mean, I would like, if somebody else could help me take care of like a dog, I would be down. But the kid thing, the only thing I could imagine being fun about it is getting more bits off of it, which doesn't seem healthy.
Yeah, that's how they think.
You know what I mean?
How the comedians think.
It's funny, when I fly into LaGuardia, if you look at those families, I'm like, hell yeah, this looks so fun. They're like rich people who have their rigs and they're getting the kids on the plane. But then I fly into JFK and I'm like, I'm going to cut my fucking clitoris off.
Yeah.
Stinks.
Yeah.
And I go to LaGuardia kind of, I don't like the new maze that it is.
I like LaGuardia.
They turned it into a fucking mall.
Where they make you go up and then back down.
Just to get right to where the fuck I was at, right?
What was that?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
Hey, guys, come on. Like, yeah. Just open up the wall and I get right here.
Yeah.
Let's get to some
They still renovating, ain't they? They still cleaning it up.
Wait until you're done. And the crazy thing is, what are they renovating? Just to put some shopping up there?
Come on, man.
Everything don't need to be shopping.
If it's a nice store.
I can't stand people that just go shopping just because, we're stuck for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Might as well buy a sweatshirt.
Dude, my friend told me you can just steal from airports.
Absolutely.
And I've started doing it. It is the easy. I just wanted to see how easy it was. Dude, the other day I was with a comic.
But they don't chase you, right?
They don't chase you.
Yeah.
What is with that? Why is that? Because they... There has to be some legal thing.
I guess it causes a ruckus.
What are they going to do? Like, Like, I used to work at an airport. Nobody gives that much of a fuck. We don't make that much money. You know what I mean? And they stealing too.
Yeah,
most of
them
are bartering shit off of the shelf for food in the food court for free.
Oh, wow.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, when I used to work in an airport, CDs were a big thing. There was a store called Altitudes. Altitudes, my homie worked there. He would literally steal CDs for you. Like, he would just give you the CD and leave the actual case in the drawer. But yeah, here's that dude, 50 Cent, let me get a cheesesteak. You know what I mean? And you just got the brand new CD with no case in it. But yeah, that's all anybody's doing. Let me get a sweater, let me get a necklace, and I'll trade you for chips. You know, and it's like jail.
Yeah,
they got their own barter system in there.
I went to jail once and I did trade. What did I trade?
Wow. I like jail. Jordan's got a lot more Black Air Force One energy than we think. All right, let's do some plugs and I'm gonna get to what you went to jail for. All right, let's get into some plugs.
Jail.
Yeah, because I don't know if we have the plug music because I'm dealing with a. Oh, we do got the plug music. All right, cool. Jordan, what do you got to plug? Can you go to her website, sure? What dates you got coming up there, love?
Okay, I'm going to be in Rhode Island this weekend, but that'll already be out. Okay, I'm going to be in Punchline Sacramento the 29th to the 1st. And then the weekend after that, the 6th through the 8th, I'm going to be in Chicago at Zany's. Please come to that.
Zany's downtown or Rosemont?
Both.
Both?
Yes.
Good shit. George Jess is very, very funny, man. Go check her out. I mean, it's just definitely at the Cellar watching her last night. Fucking hilarious fucking comic.
Last night was crazy.
Yeah, it was, right?
So weird.
Super duper delayed. That's why I was telling him it was cool to kind of hang out with, like, Louis. It was his birthday, you know what I mean? So I kind of ate with him and all that stuff.
He, like, walked up to me. He was like, hey. And I was like, what's up? And he was like, it's my birthday. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, happy birthday, Louis. Yeah. Like, the most famous man in the fucking world.
Yeah,
still has to be like, it's my birthday.
No, he wasn't there. He
did that to me. But,
okay, well, I didn't want to freak you out. He was looking for you. Like, he wanted to see your set.
Oh, good.
I know when you came back and you were like, yeah, is Louis here? And I'm like, yeah. And I didn't want to tell you, like, he was just asking, did you go warn him? So I'm like, yeah, I just let her rock out, do her thing.
I figured, I was surprised that he wasn't down there still, but then I realized it was so behind.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're buddies. He's good.
Good shit.
He talked me out of the motorcycle thing. He really freaked me out last night where he was telling me how he almost died on one, but it was raining last night and I was on my motorcycle and he was talking about how many times he'd laid it down in the rain. Do you ride in the winter?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Less performance though. So yeah.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. To get to my plugs there. NNFA, guess what, man? We're getting back on the road. So I know I have some dates coming up solo. Can you pull my my screenshot up there from my link tree?
I have to get a link tree.
Huh? Yeah, somebody help me make a link tree. Okay, so this is my link tree, guys. Took the link in the bio. My album, Facebook, YouTube, Amazon, is out. Currently number one on Instagram. Not Instagram, on Amazon and all that good stuff. Live show dates. Can you click on See Me Live? See Me Perform Live? All right, so here we go. Black Air Force One comedy show every Sunday. The Reset, which I'm doing with our good buddy Monroe. Our next show is September 24th at Brooklyn Comedy Club, man. Make sure you come out and check that out. Funny Bone in Manchester, Connecticut, September 25th. Now, No Need, Allentown, PA. Well, that's like close to where we are. The IMS Theater. Those tickets are just about available, but this is Thanksgiving weekend, November 26th. So the No Need Boys are coming close to home. Here's the deal. This is a theater. Like a 450-seat theater.
We can pack it.
Y'all got to do y'all thing, man. I need y'all to make sure y'all start making y'all arrangements to be there. Allentown, November 26th. I need you in the building. And December 15th to the 18th, Phoenix, Arizona, we are coming back to the House of Comedy. It'll be Derek and myself. So make sure you get tickets available for that in the link tree in my bio, and we'll have some fun. Go ahead. You can cut off the plug music there. All right. Jail. Yeah.
What happened to this one? Oh, this one, okay. So my license was suspended, I think, like 14 times.
There you go.
You know how that happens? You guys, where they get you in a loop if you don't have any money. So it's like you get a ticket. You forget to pay the ticket. They suspend your license. Mm-hmm. They say, that's okay. Just pay the suspension fee and we'll unsuspend it because you have to go to work, mm-hmm. right? So you unsuspend it. And then then you forget that you didn't pay the ticket, so then they suspend it again. And then it just keeps going and going forever and ever.
Mm, okay.
Or you get a new ticket for the second one, and then you don't pay that because you paid anyway. And then you can never get ahead of it.
And this is New York State, right?
Yeah.
Mine's is like that. I think I don't have a license in New York. I got to go to Albany and get that fixed or something.
Yeah. So then I was painting I was working on a house, and I was painting it red. and I was living in the Adirondacks, and I had an axe in my back seat. It wasn't my car. And I had a bag of wigs next to me.
Okay. So we've got whole shit. Okay.
And
killer clowns. Yeah.
What then happened was I ran a stoplight. A cop pulled me over and they were like, why are you covered in blood? And there's an axe in your back seat and there was wigs next to me. And he was like, oh my God, I just caught a killer.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. He like rips me out of the car, cuffs me. I'm truly laughing so hard. I thought it was so funny. I was like, dude, this
has got to be so scary for the cop too.
If I pulled you out of the car with an axe
and you're laughing.
Oh, I also had braided pigtails.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you like a whole murder. You like a whole horror movie.
It was a whole horror movie. I had like rain boots. I looked insane. And then, so he puts me on the side of the road. He sees my license is suspended. So he's like, you're going to jail immediately. Which typically when you get pulled over for that, they're like, I don't care. Like, just get it fixed.
Yeah.
So of course you never get it fixed. And then I was an environmental studies major at the time. So I was taking water samples, which to take those, you use syringes.
Oh, wow.
They don't have needle heads, but I had a bag of syringes and I had a big bag of weed.
Okay.
This is why I'm so glad I'm happy that I only got fast food jobs when I was young.
Damn, that's like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you were supposed Jesus to go Christ. To jail.
So then he was so stoked. He was so pumped that he had caught this like crazy killer who, you know, deals heroin or whatever. And then, he put me, wait, was that? Oh no.
Well, how did you end up inside where you need to be trading?
Sorry, that was the time I got arrested. Yes, the time I went to jail, I was in Tacoma, Washington.
Okay.
And I stole a big bottle of gin. That's where I went to jail.
That will get you.
Yeah. Okay. That's what happened. I've been arrested so many times.
Right. So for stealing, now you're booked on theft, probably like a petty theft misdemeanor, but you make it all the way to the county jail level or what?
It was...
Where do you end up trading?
Trading. That's what we want to know.
So you trading?
Yeah, because we were talking about like the ecosystem of trading without money, you know, like.
Yeah, you was like, I was in jail. I used to trade.
Oh, yeah. Because there were seven other women in there with me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why there were so many. I had to sleep in like a Tupperware container. It was bizarre.
Oh, wow. That's overcrowded. Yeah.
Really
that's
overcrowded.
So those are called boats. Yeah. And then they put you're not in the cell. You're just in the pod, sleeping in the boat. Yeah.
And that's
I've
too
been
short.
Released because of shit like that.
Really?
Yeah, overcrowded. And they're like, yeah, your crime not that bad. Go home.
But yeah, I forget what I traded for salt. I forget what it was. I guess, I had my Rice Krispie treat that they like throw at you at 4 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And I traded that for salt, which was a good move, actually.
Yeah, like, what were you going to do with the salt?
Well, they give you that like bean tray and it's disgusting. It's just beans resting in water.
Yeah, oh, the no. way you
put
like
salt
it.
On
good
it.
For your IBS.
You can choke it down. Yeah, there was a woman with IBS in the jail cell with me and she was shitting on the toilet the whole time.
Yeah.
And all the women had learned not to look at her, but I was just... locked
no.
in. I would not look away. And even when the woman was like, just don't look at her, I would be like, okay, I won't look.
Oh, no. How do you not look at somebody shitting?
And she would just, and then flush. Just flush.
Oh, shit. God.
Brutal.
Oh, gross.
That's hilarious, too, if they let her, because I've seen guys like that where like, I remember once being locked up with this autistic guy who he wasn't showering. I wasn't there for the period where he wasn't showering. I was there. I arrived after, I guess, he had been beaten up by a number of people. So all he did was shower anytime we were let out. Like, so it'd just be like, everybody's watching TV and he just in there just showering the entire time. So like the way the pod is set up in the showers, you still had like four showers with like a little stall.
Yeah.
So picture like a bathroom stall where you can just cover in the middle. He would just be in there just lathering himself up until they'd be like, all right, y'all, it's over. Lock it up. And then he would come out. And it was just like his defense mechanism. I guess they beat the shit out of him, you know, to make sure it's like he's never going to not shower again.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's so smelly they had to whoop his ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not a lot of empathy from men at all.
Yeah, I went to jail. A kid was with me who also stole, and he went into the mail and I went into the woman, and we came out and I was like, dude, I made friends with all these people. I was like, I learned how to do these like wall crunches or whatever, these like wall squats. We figured out how to make the cup into like a rubber ball. It was so fun. And I come out and he was like, not one person said one word the entire night. And I was like, whoa, that is a difference in genders. Holy shit. He was like, everybody was just like mean mugging and just staring at each other.
Yeah, men are too busy trying to psych each other out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone's trying not to show that card that they're not as tough as they, you know, because it's men. So every man, you know, you don't know what any man is capable of until you know what they're capable of. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So everyone is a potential threat until you figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never forget, it was a dude in there in a wheelchair. And I was like, nope, I'm watching him. And then he ended up being a problem. I was like, but I knew that. I knew it. He was too confident in a fucking wheelchair. I'm like,
he was stabbing low?
I knew he had something, but it was weird. He had a level of manipulating people. Okay. One, he would draw people in with the help me kind of thing.
Like the West 4th homeless people.
Right, right.
Just and like that, them
and
aggressive
motherfuckers. Once he finds somebody that still has that kind of empathy, and is usually the younger inmates, ooh, he got you. You know what I mean? He would just do shit like come in with like his sneakers in his lap. And then he'll just purposely drop the shoe, and then he's struggling, you know, to get him up. And there's like 40 dudes just sitting there just watching him struggle.
Yeah.
And then he'll ask like a young man, could you pass me that? And if you pick that shoe up for him, yeah, he's going to find a way to incorporate you in there where you're going to be, you know, doing everything for him later.
Wow.
And it's weird because it's not even aggressive. It's not aggressive. It's like somebody who's codependent.
Yes.
And before you realize that you're doing everything for this person and you didn't realize, like, how the fuck did I end up here? It's a level of manipulation. Mm. And then, but...
He's like a borderline woman. He's like a woman with severe attachment issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, a wheelchair helps him be that, right?
Yeah.
So. Well, you know what else it is? That's, I remember this animal. Dude, he was missing one of his hands. So this dude was in a wheelchair. I guess he had like diabetes and had his legs cut off and one of his arms cut off. So he has one arm. And as you're looking at this dude, like, how the fuck did you get arrested?
Yeah.
And why aren't you panicking? You have one arm to push yourself in a wheelchair in jail, and he seems more confident than a lot of the men in here. You know what I mean?
So, some of them just live in there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But he would poke people with the nub.
I mean, if I had a nub, I would poke people with a nub.
And it's disturbing. You have to poke with a nub.
My germs.
Yeah.
Yo, but it's the nub. It's all bone, dude. It's hard bone that, you know, he can poke hard. And you're already freaked out by the fact that there's no hand there.
So it's just a pointy.
And it's just poking at
you. Imagine what that fucker feels like.
Right. And he can throw it hard, like a fist if he wanted to. You know what I mean? Which is... Again, it's just poking you like in the rib or something.
With a nub.
He had a way to get your attention, and you'd be like, what do you want? I need help with it. I'm like, all right, man, whatever. I'm like, fucking.
And you know the nub has like attempted at helping him wipe his ass, and it's just a dirty nub. It's got to be a dirty nub.
It's got to be.
There's no covered clean nub. Shit.
And it looked like it should have hurt it because you could still see like the stitch wounds and the scar from where they had closed it up, and that makes it look more painful than it is, even though he probably doesn't feel shit with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here's the deal, Mike. Did they send you? Did you get the timestamp from Tom on that clip there?
Yeah, he got it. Give him a sec.
He got it. Okay, cool. So I want to talk when we get into these Black Air Force One thing here. What do you know about these shoes here?
What do you know about these shoes?
I wear them because they for the motorcycle.
She said I wear them for the motorcycle.
I wear them.
Okay. What do you mean? Why do you wear them for the motorcycle?
I wear them because they are tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can drag them and they last a while. And then what was the other reason I wear them? I wear them, they're insanely comfortable.
Okay.
And they're nondescript. And I mean, I've worn them for years now. I like that they make me even taller.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm like a middle-aged black male nurse when I wear them.
She has changed the entire
doesn't it seem
is
like
that a good feeling?
Like it's somebody who's like one flew over the cuckoo's nest. Is that what it? To Kill a Mocking? No, yeah.
An insane asylum
Kill a Mocking ones.
That is, I guess that is a pretty cool
job.
You
changed the entire nerd.
Although that sounds like you got a little streak in there. Because I feel like people who take those jobs, they just want to abuse people. You know what I mean? Like so. But okay.
Well, there's something just so odd about me wearing them that I like. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So... And what have you heard about the shoe? What have you heard about
I
the
only
stigma?
Heard from, I forget, the waitress at the cellar. She has like, whatever. What did she say to me? She said, those are, when you see people wearing them, they call them something. I forget what the name was. But it means that they'll break into your house and steal your TV or something. I mean, it was something like so weird like that I was like,
yeah,
a specific, there like those are the guys who steal toaster ovens.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely. There is a stigma.
Very
of,
bad stigma.
You know that this is just the shoe of the scumbag, the petty,
shout out
the
to
petty
the coach
crime,
from the Steelers.
The petty, like the whole fact that you don't even try to be fly with them. Like you said, you're wearing them because I can mess them up while I'm riding my motorcycle. You know what I mean? Some people are wearing them because you can wear them in the kitchen and not worry about them getting all messed up.
Yeah, this shit ain't obviously no fancy. You can wear these to
you
dress
can
up.
Do crime in them and get blood on them and not really be upset about it. So that has always been the narrative of this shoe versus the white one. We've always looked to change that narrative.
And you did.
Yeah.
I hate the white ones.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. We really hate the people that wear the white ones, too.
The white woman wearing the shoe, I mean, it's just an immediate red flag.
Oh, that's what
me.
We call a dirty footer.
A dirty footer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. A white woman wearing the dirty Air Force Ones. That's what they're.
I don't like when people let them get floppy, though. It is a pet peeve. I will. They're $110 to get a new fucking pair of the low. The what 90, is it?
The low top,
yeah, 90. Yeah,
yeah, just order a new one. Why are you letting them get bent out of shape like that? It's brutal. I hate that.
And that was always the thing. Just keep them fly. A lot of people they like
just
they're
throw
cool
them away,
when they're fresh,
get a new one.
But once they get all bent up and start looking like water bugs, you know,
so many male comedians.
The water bug. Order.
You gotta have what's that? Order. You gotta have. Oh fuck.
Brand new Air Force, huh?
Yeah.
Air Force One, huh?
Air Force One.
Only brand new Air Force One. So.
Only brand new
they
Air
They have
Force
to be
One.
Brand new. I so, totally agree with that.
This past weekend.
Okay.
Black Air Force Ones went viral.
Okay.
As, again, the just the narrative is being changed. So the entire Pittsburgh Steelers, their coach gifted them all a with pair black of Black Air Force, Air Force Ones.
Wow.
To boost morale. Boost morale and bring out that energy spirit. And it worked.
Really?
They won. Oh, yeah. They had a tight clincher game, but they won. And it's been proven, not only with them, but with the Milwaukee Bucks. The players put on these shoes.
It changed.
They wore with them? No.
They got them to wear them on the street, but you know what I mean? Like, it's still... It's
a confidence
a
booster.
Vibe. And they were talking about this on another podcast, which I want to break down because people are starting to understand the narrative of the Black Air Force One. Could you play that clip there?
Only seen Tomlin maybe doing the dancing part. At the beginning, he's coming in in your track, like rapping.
Mm-hmm.
That team, Black Air Force One mentality.
Yep.
And a lot of the whites didn't fully understand what that meant. Black Air Force is walking in. You can normally tell what type of human this is. The decisions that have been made in the past and what is going to happen potentially if shit was to get stirred up a little bit. Always go eyes down for the Air Forces. See the Black Air Forces. It's a meme. Probably not every single Black Air Force wearer person you've ever seen, but there's a good chance if something starts to pop off and you see those moving and they're coming in your direction, you're in trouble, not them. That is just kind of what Tomlin wants in that team. Not everybody counts them out. They have a top fucking five defense at this point. How do you feel about the Steelers, Tom?
Go ahead, cut it off right there. I mean, if that isn't the Black Air Force narrative that we've been saying, like, hey man, yeah, watch out for us, but nah, man, we can handle some shit.
We can handle some shit.
This is the aspect of when it's turned, that energy is put positive. Because there are a bunch of skills, like, and even yourself, you inadvertently came across a shoe, it just made sense for yourself, but you're not, like, by any means a damsel in distress.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I specifically, like, cause trouble. Yeah, it is funny that I wear them, and I'm finding this out. I my nickname in college was Gypsy, because I would just get blackout drunk and steal people's AirPods.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know I was doing it, but, like, frat boys, I would break in, and so I am, and I just have a stealing problem, but I also, like...
Oh, shit, really?
Oh, yeah, I've...
Good for you,
The only way I could live here when I was a contractor was I would stole 100% of my lumber.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's the most Black Air Force One thing I think we've heard in a while on this shit, you know what I mean? God damn. Jordan, fucking...
Jordan, just give me...
Yeah, fuck, I gotta figure out the fuck... Oh, shit. Ah, there you go.
Don't forgive him. He got them dark forces in him.
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, you definitely got the dark forces in you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The pandemic, Whole Foods figured out they have a no-stop policy.
Oh, so you were still food. You were still going recently.
Oh, yeah. During the pandemic, I stole all of my groceries. They'll just let you do it. I mean, they just are... That's their rule now. With Bezos, they can't stop you.
Yeah. I love that shit, man. Okay.
Wow.
So this should be easy to find out because we ask everybody this
everybody
on the show.
This
and
question.
I want to ask you this. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized but didn't?
There's been so many times.
All right. Let's get into it.
Yeah. Give us a fun one.
What we got?
Okay. Let's think. Okay. What's the worst one? One time. Okay. I was super in love with this dude who actually... whose car it was, who I went to jail. But me and him broke up and I was like, fuck that dude, he sucks. And I started dating this sweetheart who lived in the floor below me. And he was really nice. He was very obsessed with me. He taught me how to play guitar and we'd take these lessons. It was really nice. And then, what was it? I heard my Oh, no. Okay. And then I went to a party where his band was playing and I was watching him and he's watching me. And my ex comes up and whispers to me, like, let's get out of here. And he sees as he's playing the show. And I leave with the ex and go home. All night. Apparently, the kid who lived below me heard me and this dude fucking, and intermittently between the sex, like fucking around and playing this guitar that this kid had loaned me because he was teaching me lessons. And yeah, that was like one of the times where I'm like, that was
Jesus cool Christ,
life shit just got real.
Damn, holy bro. Shit!
Like he just had to lay awake all night because it was so loud.
What y'all and just be. Owned on every level, not just your girl is gone. Your girl was yanked from your show.
Yeah. Your show.
You went home with nothing. Yeah. And now you're just listening to the girl that you brought to the show.
You have to finish your set knowing that they just left together. And then as you walk in, you're like, go to check my door. It's locked.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh shit, please, for the love of God. And then you just hear it through the phone. I mean, yeah, it was awful.
That is why. Did you ever have to face him again after that? Or?
Well, that was the thing is we kept seeing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend was in the hospital in Atlanta and
Wait, who kept seeing each other? You and the ex
me and that dude. Sweetheart.
So wait, whoa. This guy
is crazy.
How did you even get back to seeing him after this night? Because I mean I get it, y'all live in the building.
Oh, that's painful.
The next day I think some stuff I had left downstairs was like thrown into the yard.
Okay.
And I went down there and I don't know how I finagled my way back in. And then.
Isn't that funny? That just shows you, too. Ladies don't really have a plan when they want to get back in. Come on.
I had no plan.
Okay.
And then, later he like picked me up in Atlanta to drive me back to New York. And I broke up with him in the car.
Jesus Christ.
And we had to drive all the way back to New York, like after I had just broken up with him.
Did you fuck him any?
Nah.
He didn't get none? Damn.
Sounds like she was done. You were done, like, cause that's such a funny thing of like how done you are. Where he's doing his thing,
yeah.
Like the thing that he does that should attract women, she's like, right? You know what I mean?
And
this nigga came in like Future. Hey man, I just miss you. And I like your ex just came in and did he even push the right buttons or was that this guy was so, you were just so done with this guy?
No, this particular ex is like the one that got away kind of. So he could, if he walked in here right now and was like, you know, you have to leave this podcast, I'd be like, all right, sorry guys, I have to go. You know what I mean? He just is that one.
Oh shit.
I know that. I know exactly what that means. I've had that happen to me once. No. And I remember it crushed me, but it made me a G. It was the realest shit, yo. Shout out to the girl who broke my heart. Because this shit, yeah. I was 140% in love with this girl, which is too much.
Do I know this girl?
Too much.
It's way too much.
You dark probably saw girl? Her around. Not that one. I actually, here's the crazy thing. I cheated on the dark skinned girl to be with this girl and then left. Like, left her. You know what I mean? Like, on some, oh, this girl is disgusting, right? You know what I mean? So it was like, I went off with her. And then, you know, my nose was just wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, she was still kind of hung up on her ex from college. And he wasn't doing well at the time, but she was keeping tabs on him. And that was the weird thing where it was like, I was so busy trying to like act not threatened by it. I don't give a fuck that you're cool with your ex. You know what I mean? I'm you know what I mean? I was trying to be like that. So what? Doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? And I never forget, I bought this girl an iPhone. Like when the iPhone first came out, I didn't even have one. So I remember paying $300 for this iPhone, giving it to her. And when the iPhone first came out, when you got call waiting, everyone could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would, you both hear it, including the other person on the other phone. And this dude started working as a cop, right? Like a Philly cop. And because he was a rookie, he's working the night shift, 11 to 7. Uh-oh. Already shows me how much of a sucker I am because I would allow this girl to tell me all of the details about what she knows about her new ex.
Yeah.
I'm young and naive, not understanding, they're you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so what was weird was we would be on the phone talking like it is weeknight. I got to go to work, so I'm in the house at my place. She's at her place. Every night, like around 11:34, 11:41, you'd hear that, doop. And she would act like she's not. I'm like, you're going to get that? What? The beep. I hear the beep.
That's dude calling to get some puss.
That's not right. Like, and she would stay on the phone usually till around midnight, and then hit me with the I gotta try to get some sleep because I gotta work in the morning, and then I would. All right, and I would sit up and watch Adult Swim and just try to like, no, it's everything is fine, and I would pass out and wake up in the morning, and you know, like, hey, good morning, and you know, when I would get to, she'd just be tired. I didn't sleep well last night, and I'd be like, fuck, and then like, there was no way to ignore it until she got pregnant. She was pregnant by him, and at least she let me off the hook on some like, I'm pregnant. And it's definitely not yours. Nauseating. We have to break up.
Yeah.
You know what nauseating. I mean? Which she could have easily. And I was so wide open, I'd have been like, yeah, let's have a baby. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, she definitely took that, which I so thank God now, looking back at that.
Yeah.
Like, this dude did me a favor.
Yeah, yeah.
He did me
and
a
he
favor.
He took a hit too, because he probably was not into her. If she was that into him, he probably was trying to scrape her off, and then he knocked her up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So everybody, fucking everybody.
But that's the beauty of it. Like, I cheated on my girl to be with her and got that treatment, and then she, you know, cheated on me to get him. Only to
karma.
Get,
sure he,
yeah, man.
That's why I stay single so long.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's why I stay. You know me. I was 11 years in this game, just being. I would be some girl's side. That was beautiful. And just mess with girls. But nah, I stayed. I just made sure I never locked nothing down so I could never get hurt. That's kind of. Nah, I got a girl. But yeah, when I was in the streets, man, the last girl that broke my heart was a comic. So from then on, I just said, fuck that, son.
Yeah.
And I was just that guy.
This is the only thing I do feel bad about.
The birth of Fuckboy Ground Zero.
Yeah, the tear that I went on after that.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the women because I hurt a lot of women after that. Like, I was just, I don't give a fuck about you bitches.
Yeah,
you know what
you're
I mean?
Just
like,
using them as a vessel to try and slightly erase the memory of the other person.
Die!
You don't even give a, you know what I mean?
Die!
You're like, could you just fucking be the most recent person that I fucked so it's not them for the love of fucking God?
Yeah.
Die!
Yeah. And I found out an interesting thing. When you're heartbroken, 14 vaginas to get over it. 14 vaginas.
14, yeah.
That's like
I would
stitch.
Say 14, a year and
20, one stitch.
14 different vaginas. And it's sad
stitches.
Because 14 women have to have their feelings hurt for me to be whole again.
Yeah.
14 stitches. Mm-hmm.
And they're all going to run off.
And, it's all fucks.
And they're going to hurt men the same way that they got
and
hurt,
it's
man.
It's a vicious. Everybody's fucking everybody.
God damn it. That is wild, man. That is wild. Yeah.
Yeah, it is crazy. It takes somebody being fully in love with you. That just happened. I mean, it happened recently where I was dating a guy. He broke my heart. And then I started seeing somebody else. And I was like, the only way for this to go is for you to feel so incredible. It's like a trade. It's some deal you make with the devil. You're like, I have to get somebody else to be heartbroken in order to slightly make myself feel better.
And
you don't mean to do it, but that is just how it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're avoiding fuckboys who don't like you so much that you go for the suckers.
And not only that, you're so your head isn't really in the game even though you're out there.
Oh, which, and you're more attractive because you're hooked on somebody else.
Exactly.
And they're
because
like,
your head, that's when you realize why you become attractive to people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, people like to be treated like shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Interesting. You know what I mean? And that's when you start realizing, like, wow, I can clean up. You know
and
what
then
I mean?
You're like, I wish I could go back to my ex and treat her like shit. Like, you know
isn't
what I mean?
Isn't that the weirdest
thing?
Yeah,
totally.
Well, that's the weirdest thing when you like, fuck, man, I could have treated this person like shit and I loved them the entire time. And they, like, for them to go to the person that treats them like shit, you just realize, like, we're fucked up.
Yeah, we all want that. We want the person who's too busy for us. You know what I mean? It is. I mean, I think it's partially we were raised with really busy parents.
Yeah. That was what I was about to say. Yeah,
they were busy, and they were always like, "Shut the fuck up! One second." My mom was this mom that had like the thing attached to her head, like the like bumper for the phone, so you could just go like this
and hold it.
And it was very like a household where you'd go in and be like, "Can I say something?" And she'd be like, "Write it down," and you'd have to like write down
that
you haven't eaten in a year. You know what I mean? And like she, so I think that's part of it. I think inattentive parents has made us be like, that's what love is.
Interesting.
So we see somebody who's like, yeah, I'll give you my fucking time when I'm done.
Yeah, because you learn how to self-soothe.
Mm. Yes.
So that's the thing, because you're so used to self-soothing, you don't want anybody soothing you. Like, one of the things that annoys the shit out of me right now in a relationship, I love my girl, but I hate that she does this. She just walks up and just rubs my back.
Yikes.
It's the sweetest thing, but it's fucking, because I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need that. You know what I mean? Like, I remember when my dad died, my girl, my ex,
Miss Charvel.
Yes.
We can't get through a goddamn show. We can't get through.
Which also just means I talk about her too much. Too fucking much.
She done rubbed your back.
She rubbed my back when my dad died. And I remember snapping on her. Like, don't fucking touch me. Because I was like, you're going to make me cry again. You know what I mean? Just don't.
I hate when you're crying and somebody hugs you. I'm like, this is awful. You're either trying to shut me up or trying, or I'm going to sob harder. It's such a weird, and it's such an odd thing.
And they fucking, oh, I hate that.
And you're like snotting into their shirt.
I, to this day, I have not had a normal conversation with Kevin Ryan after Chris Cotton's funeral. We were both out front smoking, and it was just one of those things where we were just, yeah, this is brutal. Like, neither one of us wanted to break in front of each other, but we were crying, and then I remember us both looking away from each other, and we've never spoken since.
You know what's crazy? You know what's so funny? Because Ian splashed on me like a girl. Like, Ian cried like a biggity bitch. Ian fighting.
Really?
And then I was like, fuck. And, and now he had me looking like that. He had me looking like that at the cellar. Yeah. I said, God damn you, Ian.
He did that to me at the cellar, too. He did it because I forget what happened. I think I met Louie for the first time and Ian was there. And I was like, man, and I had gotten into the cellar and it was all new. And I was like, I want to be able to tell my dad about this, who's dead. And Ian was like, I know all about that, buddy. Come here. And was like, you know, holding me. And I was like, now I'm crying. Now I'm 100% crying.
Ian goes there quick,
doesn't he?
He wants to go
there.
He's such a grandmother.
Bro, remember we tried to come out in the park and work out with us?
Yeah.
After he came, we were working out, and me and Derek work out in the park. You know what I mean? It's just, that's just our thing. It's just like, hey, get out, get some sunshine, and boom, just do some push-ups. Whatever the fuck we did. That's how we got through the pandemic.
Yeah.
Push-ups, same. Right? Yeah, sure. So Ian wanted to come along. Cool. Ian had just gone through a breakup. And like, we're doing push-ups. And you could just hear Ian crying. And you're just like, hey, man. Hey. Get that under control, man.
We was doing yoga, too.
I lie to you not. It was one of those things. It was like a therapist on some, like, maybe you should go see someone else. Like, it was just so, hey, if you're going to be crying in the park, well, there's no crying in baseball.
Yeah. He was crying in the park.
Don't pull up with your bike and cry.
I know. I love him. I don't know how to do that.
I know. I can't cry. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Once every blue moon, or I can do it, but it really is. I lock it up. I mean, like, people listen to sad songs when they go through breakup. I'm like, no, I'm listening to hardcore. Like, I want my brain out of this shit.
Yeah.
And Ian is like, let's sit in it for a moment, you and I. And I'm like, no fucking way.
Let's bury it and never talk about it again.
Yeah.
If I cry now, it's because I'm running in the rain and no one will notice.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Running in the rain makes you cry. I run in the rain all the time. It's like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And it conjures it for some reason.
It's like there's... You're free.
Yeah.
You are free. You have the excuse to bawl in a way that no one will know. And you're not even 100% sure.
Yeah.
You're not even 100% sure. You're like, yeah, whatever, dude. I'm fine, you know?
Totally. Yeah. I don't know if I'm crying or not. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's also what riding in the rain does also. Riding in the rain, like, have you ever screamed in your helmet while riding?
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah,
and totally. It's just like, yeah, you can just do whatever. So riding in the rain gives you that also, that kind of peace.
I remember the last time I cried, it was April 29th, 2022. I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard because I just got a special snatched away from me. And my ass was bawling under my Burberry shades.
Please check out that episode. It's called Crying in Burberry Shades. Go back.
In a $1,500 outfit. Oh, my God.
What happened?
Because I had tested positive for COVID, right? Like four hours.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, and then it all worked out. I filmed it. Okay.
Yeah.
But man, that was my D-Day that day.
Yep.
That was my D-Day.
And when I saw the text message, like, I was doing something else. I think I was in Mexico when that happened. So when I got back to New York and I, like, all the text messages came in and I saw what happened, I didn't know how to console him other than
just say, yo, me in the park doing pull-ups. I said, my nigga.
You come tomorrow, I'll do some pull-ups. That's it. That's all I got for you, bro.
And that's what we did.
Yeah.
I did pull-ups.
Yeah, those situations, you always have to do the delusion where you're like, it's better, this something better will happen because of this horrible thing.
It did, though.
But it did.
Yeah. It did.
And I got, like, views from doing it in New York.
You didn't even need to apologize to that boyfriend of yours. I'm sure he's been doing pull-ups for years.
That shit is brutal.
He is a fucking chiseled.
Just fucking on top of him.
Yeah, man.
And then intermittently playing the guitar to the songs that that would kill me, bro. Because first of all, I hate the sound when my roommate be fucking somebody else.
Yeah.
When my roommate is getting plowed by some other dude, I'll be like, this nigga's not doing it right.
I know.
But she's saying it's loud with guitar in between.
Yeah.
And then round two.
Damn.
And then and more round, guitar.
And then round three. You just and you hearing, said all night.
And he's a musician, and he also has to hear bad music, like somebody who can't play guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you want anything from the fridge?
Yeah. Just music and fuck above you. That is that hurt me. Like, yeah. I'm sitting here like,
hey, I'm calling Domino's, I'm about to order pizza. You want anything?
Yeah. Oh, my God. He could hear every. I remember that. I do remember him being like, I heard everything. And me, like, realizing I wasn't going to be able to lie my way out of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And he was like, and named whatever song we were, like, screaming, like, singing. Jesus and I was like, Christ. Oh, my God. If you heard the song, then you heard the song.
Right,
you
know right, I mean? Right, yeah, right, yeah. Right.
It's rough.
And you didn't think about that going into it, huh? Do you think the guy thought
about
it? No, I
was too stoked.
Did you think the ex thought about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he calculated. Because I remember thinking about that, like, with my ex, when I started with her.
With the Charvel?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, with that ex.
I remember writing a joke, and this was a true thought. It was like, yo, you ever have sex so good you wish all of her exes were watching?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Just so that, like, they all know, hey, no need to slide in the DMs, play. She good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is a fun one, guys. This is a fun one. Wow. I enjoyed this one. Jordan Jensen, fucking gem. They're definitely Black Air Force One gang alumni. She was already in before we got it. We just found out.
Is it fucked up if I get the high tops if I'm a white girl?
No.
Well, you live with a black dude.
So. Yeah, but I'm not going to wear a sign that says that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so.
I think the shoes are the sign.
I think the shoes are the sign.
I see. Because I like that.
Although, even though the black dude that you live with is not like that at all.
No.
That, like, you,
no, he's cool.
You're the black person in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem like to be the black roommate.
You're
at
the
all
stereotypical, yeah. Like, okay. Yeah, I'm not even going to get into who comes up short on rent. So we'll save that for another episode.
All right, yeah.
But this was fun. Jordan, tell the people again where they can find you online if they're looking for you.
I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Jordan Jensen, LOL stop. I don't have a Twitter because I don't want to become a sick person. I have a website, jordanjensencomedy.com, where all my dates are.
And yeah.
I'll get a goddamn link tree, I guess.
Yeah, because it's stupid.
Yeah.
And websites are hard to maneuver and it's weird. I mean, you need one. You got to have one. Comedy's become hard as we've gotten further into it, don't you think?
Well,
I fucking hate
it. I mean, it's also just... Now it's all followers, right? That's like the thing that you have to try and get. And now that doesn't mean anything. So you're like, all right, there's not even a fake ladder I can climb.
I just went through.
I don't know. I just do the podcast and get on stage every night. And that's it.
My bad. Sorry that you got it all figured out.
Yeah. I don't. That's what I'm saying. I gave up. That's what I'm saying. Y'all are still
all
doing
of us
it.
Can't Forrest Gump our way through comedy
Listen. Y'all got it right. Me, I said, I'm doing TV. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm just like, I'm not going to win. I'm going to do what TV gives me.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to do this. I said, I'm not going to, because I hear people telling me how you start up. And in my old man Gaines' head, I'm just like, and I'm just like, you know what?
I'm like it, man.
See where the check goes.
I'm like it, man. I know I'm good at this shit, and I'd rather people not know how good I am because then there's going to be problems. The more people that know, the worse. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I'll perform for my cult following. Let my cult following know who I am, and you know what I mean? That's it.
I'm
taking that Ari Shaffir route. Yeah, just give me like a small amount that I can make every year. What did Ari say? You won't agree with it, but Ari was like, yeah, as long as I make $40,000 a year, I'm good. That was Ari, anything above $40,000, he just gives away.
Holy shit.
That's why he pays people to come on his podcast. So he gives away his furniture, his clothes, all that shit. Like, you know, and he just like, because there's no happy, you don't get any happier.
Right, absolutely.
Like you
I think
could
they
go,
figured that out, that it was around 60K that people
60K
max
is the max, yeah. Everything else is just more complications.
Yeah, I'm not going to agree with that.
I know.
Not at all. I don't live on that side of the fence. Sorry, man. Just don't.
Tell them where you live. Where can they find you if they're looking for you online?
In the suburb. I'm just fucking around. you know me. It's the great boy, right? Look out for a new episode of Blue Bloods coming out next month.
Yeah, congratulations on that, man.
I'm on my second episode.
Donnie Wahlberg brought you back. You said he sent you some sneakers?
He sent me some sneaks, man.
Donnie Wahlberg trying to fuck.
That's why I don't like telling people that.
Yeah.
Because I know that's not that.
He took you shopping, nigga?
He didn't take me shopping.
Took you shopping?
No. Took me shopping, then yeah. He sent me some shoes.
Hold on. How did he know your shoe size? Did he ask you
because
or he looked it up on the chart?
Here go to the thing. I was on set. This is a true story. He was on set. I was like, I don't know a cop that wears Louis low tops. He was like, what size you are? I was like, 12, you know. But I just, that's how it happened.
Okay, he asked you.
Then he said, then he was like, yeah, man, job well done. Wrap the show, everybody get. He said, I'm sending you something. My assistant going to send you something.
Okay.
Send you some Louis sneaks. And it worked out because I went to a party last night at Vogue and Coach. And fucking, I had my little Dior scarf with the Louis sneaker and my girl.
You was in there with your little monocle.
Yeah, man.
Donnie Wahlberg gave me these sneakers.
Yeah, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, Donnie Wahlberg gave me these sneaks. And then, you know, my girl, she achieved a lot of shit last night.
Yeah.
Lizzo getting the Emmy. That shines on her somehow. Lizzo's second song about to be popping. She picked it. Like, it's just ill. Nigga, I like being ill.
As an old Jewish woman that was in that in the Renaissance of New York.
I am in, I wear babushkas.
My woman.
I wear cloths and shit.
I know. There is a little, like, high society.
Yeah.
I like debutante. I can't. I hate to sit down. Yeah. I kind of like wearing
you want the woman. It's kind of slumming it
today
darling.
With us Black Air Force One wearers and us thieving motorcycle riders.
There you go.
Look at that hat.
Yeah,
I got that. On vacation.
What's that? Oh, the Ritz-Carlton?
Ritz-Carlton same time.
Oh, wow. You're one of those people now? You'll wear a hotel dad hat?
Absolutely. Do you understand that? It's different sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
You forgot. Y'all must have forgot who the fuck the fly guy was on this show.
Those hats come with Nike Monarchs, man. Come on, son. That's a real dad hat right there.
Yeah.
That hat comes with big calves and varicose veins.
Hey,
fuck
hey,
that.
Hey. No. Don't varicose vein me. That's white women disease.
You do have a grandpa thing. It's a rich grandpa. It's not a rich young man. It is
absolutely
a rich grandpa.
Old man gains, man. Man gains,
you're going to get like a low like Chrysler or something. You know
I kind of like the big Chrysler. I'm saying a lot. But now, man, I like being old and young at the same time. Beautiful. But anyway.
All right, let's get out of here. Natalie, say goodbye to the people.
Bye, everyone.
Natalie, girl.
Go to Guest Digital Network. Use Zen NFA. Get free trial.
Yeah. 7-day free trial.
Change the promo code.
Yeah. All right. See you guys later. Bye. Good night.